From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs more time before resuming the Syrian peace process. Stefan de Mistura asking for a delay from March 7 to 9 to allow the cessation of hostilities in effect since Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the truce, now in its fifth day, remains effective for the most part.
Over the last 24 hours, it would appear as if there hasn't been any more violations of the cessation of hostilities. Again, it's a very fluid environment. And we're just going to keep monitoring as closely as we can.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope, and he'll do his part to make it work. The opposition says Damascus continues to breach the ceasefire repeatedly, a charge it denies. Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there has been a significant decrease in violence, but adds the challenge now is using the lull to get that desperately needed humanitarian aid to those who need it.
It's not enough to say that the cessation of violence is the fact is how much of this would translate in allowing access and mobility of our teams within Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian counterpart Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov reaffirmed Tuesday in a phone conversation the importance of close coordination to keep the truce intact. Former Ugandan Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi has challenged the February 18th re-election of longtime President Yoweri Museveni, saying the result should be nullified over widespread voting irregularities. His Go Forward party filed a petition in the Supreme Court. Mr. Museveni, in power since 1986, was declared winner with 60% of the vote, with opposition candidate Kizza Besigye taking 35%, while Mbabazi took about 2%. This is VOA News.